Welcome to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. This is episode 27. You can listen to stories by Steven Spinder about living in Budapest, Hungary, going to Transylvania, about dance and food, international language, and many other things. I met him on Sunday at the 27th Folk Dance Festival in Budapest.
Right, so Steve, you're looking for a book now?
Actually, I am looking for a book.
Who wrote the book?
I wrote some things in the book, but it's a photo book. So
right.
I didn't write the photos. I made the photos.
You made the not took them.
No, I made them not take them.
I see.
As a kulam shake. Take something, it's like you steal it.
Yeah,
take
then
it.
It's yours.
Make it that involves conscious thought.
Thinking,
composition, moving left, right, 1 meter, 2 meters. So I make.
So sometimes making
images.
A photograph takes you like minutes, hours?
1.5 minutes maximum. No.
All right, so you're looking for this book that you made about
Transylvania.
Yeah.
It's called Tíz Estendő Erdélyben.
Right, and it's not Tíz Év.
Nem Tíz Év, Tíz Estendő, because you know this Estendő is a very old word for years. Év is a modern word, I think.
You think so?
I heard.
I think Év is an older word.
Év meaning year. No, Estendő is
the shorter a Hungarian word, the more, you know, the more traditional, the older, I think.
Amigos.
I'm sure.
No, the opposite.
Anyway, okay. So you went
because
to Transylvania,
the woman,
which part?
I went everywhere. Mezőség, Kerültesék, Nyímes.
And it first was like 10, 20 years ago?
16 év ezelőtt. 91-ben.
In 91.
Yeah, I was living in Colorado and I saw Hungarian folk dancing.
And you went there?
I went to see...
Theater or what?
No, it was in the local dance. People. I dance. I dance a lot. But I never did international dance or Israeli or Balkan.
And
where
then
the
they came there to
one
Colorado.
Guy.
Just one person.
One guy, Nagyzoli. From Budapest.
Uh-huh.
And he invited me to see the real dancing in Transylvania. I said, it's a real country?
You thought it was a country?
I didn't know what Transylvania
was. Of course, a countryside.
I thought it was where they made vampires.
Yeah.
You could probably get one really cheap
Frankenstein.
There. That stuff, yeah.
Right.
The stuff coming out of here.
Yeah.
And I went. First I landed in Buddha something, Kesh, Fresh.
So that was when you were like 28 or something?
Oh, no, thank you very much, God. No. I was 16 years, 18 years ago.
It was 18 years
so
ago.
So 18 and 18 is 36.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little older than that. Don't
right.
switch it around.
No,
not that old.
Gonna.
And I came to Budapest, and then from here I went to Erdély, and I saw Szék and Mera and little Búza, little tiny villages where they were dancing this dance, and Primas was playing the music, and everybody was drinking the pálinka. And I said, Jó mulatást. And I said, I must come back, like the Terminator, I'll be back. And I came back in 1995 to live
in Hungary.
Budapest.
In Budapest, yeah.
Because I knew Nagyzoli and other people in the dance house community here in Budapest, and so it was a good connection. Jó kapcsolom.
So that was way before, I mean, when you first came was after the change of regime
yes,
here, right?
Yes, right after,
right
one
after.
Year.
Uh-huh.
In fact,
so
when I was...
In Transylvania, the situation was, what was that like when you first went?
Well, I went to the little villages,
uh-huh.
So it was super. It was absolutely warm, generous, hospitality. When you walk down the street, when you walk down the dirt road in the village, the people see you, they know you're a Kőfödi, a foreigner, and they say, two questions, where are you from?
Of course, you spoke Hungarian.
Kösztönöm, Joe Napuk. That's about all I knew. And they would ask you, where are you from and who are you staying with?
And then you stay with them.
And I said, no, I'm staying with Juji Neni. And then, oh, no, you stay with me. Come on, Jojibachi, yeah, later. You come some soup with us, some lavash, some palinka. Okay.
And they told you stories.
They told me stories I didn't understand, all of them, because it was just Tista Majoru.
But you like the atmosphere and the hospitality.
And the
palinka.
Eshish. And the international flavor is what dominated my conversations with these people. You can't see this now, but I'm rubbing my stomach.
Yeah, but
now I'm rubbing Joe's stomach.
So now you came to the 27th Folk Dance Festival.
This is the 27th annual, and it's a wonderful festival because
we're on air. On the air now.
Speaking on the
But now that we're here, you can meet the Nagyburger, a very good Nagyburger friend of mine. He taught me how to get the most food when you go to the Tabor. You ask for a Nagyburger hot dog. And Max said.
Right. But that was not in Transylvania. That is not him. He was?
In Erde, again. In Commando. Mm-hmm. Tzigan dance.
Right. So how did you like this festival, man?
This was wonderful, and I'm so glad that it's still happening, because it's really the only huge main moment. They still come. All these people are supporters of the folk arts.
Many from many parts of Europe. I met people
I believe
from England,
so. Again.
Denmark.
Well,
US.
The people, the shoppers, you mean?
Right. No. Yes. Yeah. I maybe they didn't just shop. Maybe they dance as well.
Yeah. And the groups come from
Various
different parts.
Serbia.
So I am, as we were talking, I'm looking for one book.
Right. 10 years in Transylvania.
And this is the book. Maybe you can't see it. Maybe you can hear it.
Steven Spinder.
Again. Talk 8,000
florins.
Come on.
Right. That's 7,000 florins. That's like how many bucks?
Arm means get to. Arm means arm. 33. But in America they're 45.
And the cover, these four ladies.
In America they're 40. Yeah.
These four ladies.
Two ladies.
Two young girls. Yeah, sure.
I told the story so many times, I can tell it in my sleep.
Really?
Okay, so I was there on an Easter morning, and I was watching the two old ladies. And they wouldn't smile for me. I tried all international languages.
You did?
They wouldn't smile. And I tried, and they kind of, but nemjovod. And then soon come the two young girls, all dressed up in the traditional Palatasaray dress. And
by coincidence, it wasn't like that. Wasn't
Easter?
Scripted.
Was Easter Sunday?
Yeah, yeah.
They were going to church.
Right
behind me is the church.
Right.
And so they said they would stop, and they posed very beautifully and smiling. And I still wanted the old ladies involved in the picture. So I made the picture by getting them to look at the young girls as if they were. I didn't
just
think it
out,
at the time. Passing on the folk culture. They don't wear anymore. Their husband died probably, and they stay home and go to church or whatever, but they don't dress. Only the young girls dress in the village. And so eventually they understood.
Siadorka.
At radio. I'm on the radio, so I can't talk to you now. This is the famous daughter of Gajo. Nice to meet you.
Sorry?
It's a podcast.
American. No, podcast. Page. It's from Page.
Right. Okay, so then.
Shake. So then they finally, one of the ladies looked over, and I grabbed a moment in a martial pad. It's 1 second. And then they went back to the kind of a sad look.
Do they have a copy of the book?
No.
No?
I don't know who they are.
You don't? You know the place, of course.
Mero.
Yeah.
So every one of these pictures has
maybe
a story.
They don't know that they are on this cover of a picture that's actually in the library of George Bush as well.
Oh, is it really?
I think so.
Actually, no. Before I made this book, I made another book. And it is called Budapest Through My Lens. And this is the book, it's all about Budapest, because I've lived there. This is the book that I gave to the...
Nice one also. Do you think I could maybe have a picture of the cover?
Sure.
I'll send you an email, of course.
That would be wonderful. I hope all your listeners have an opportunity
them to take a look at that.
Take a look at the book. And they can, actually, by the technology of the 21st century, all of the photographs from this Adday book, these 10 years in Transylvania, is on my website. Are on my
website.
Are, yes. Are is, could be, would be.
Must
to be on my website. You have to click on the link.
Exact, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You will be packing now, and I will keep in touch.
Let me just mention that website.
I had it on my car, on the car that you gave me. But you can,
spinderartphoto.com.
Okay, thanks for that.
Thank you.
And thanks for the good idea.
Kissing him safe, then.
Take care.
Sound lantash,
so I'll keep in touch.
I hope so.
You've been listening to the 27th episode of Take Off the Podcast featuring Steven Spinder. And until next time, take care.